Bank of America is the latest bank to make big cuts, laying off thousands.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There's word today that Bank of America is about to lay off thousands of employees. Reports are the nation's biggest bank by assets will cut 3,500 jobs this quarter, and its restructuring plan could push those job cuts as high as 10,000. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon has more.
While it may be true the country's banking giants have more cash on hand than they did 3 years ago, that's also a problem. Demand for loans is down and the cash is staying in their vaults. B of A especially is still burdened with books full of bad home loans, and unhappy shareholders have watched the value of their stock plunge by half so far this year. One way to boost the bottom line and attract investors is laying off workers. But at Institutional Risk Analytics, Christopher Whalen says B of A will still be in the wrong kind of growth business, ramping up to work through bad mortgages.
They're still hiring in the back office. If you're talking about people who can work on foreclosed real estate or deal with legal issues for all the litigation they're in, they're hiring.
Whalen says it's no way for a bank to stay solvent.
They're not generating revenue when they hire people to work on lawsuits or deal with foreclosed properties. There's no revenue there.
There's word these layoffs will even cut into B of A's trading business, hitting the Merrill Lynch brokerage unit the bank acquired in 2008 at the height of the financial crisis. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Well, several economic reports this week have pointed to yet another recession, perhaps, whether it be the weekly jobs number, the high food prices, even some sour regional data on manufacturing that are taking the markets down and up and down again. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us from New York now with the latest. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So we've heard a bunch of times, Jill, that we're not in an official recession. Why not? I mean, it sure feels like we're headed there.
Yeah, we haven't qualified based on the two ways that recession is defined. The rule of thumb method, which is two consecutive quarters of contraction, or the official way, that's the National Bureau of Economic Research, they haven't said that we've seen a significant decline in activity.
So they have to say it.
So they say.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so they say they have to say it. Does it matter then, Jill, that there's been no official declaration?
Well, let's look at the facts. The U.S. economy grew by less than 1% in the first half of the year. There are nearly 25 million Americans who are either out of work or working part-time. Wages are stagnating for those with jobs, and housing is still in the tank. So whether or not we call that a recession, there's no denying that the economy continues to struggle. Of course, oddly enough, corporations are doing well, and that's why the stock market is still up nearly 70% from the 2009 lows.
If it's not a recession, Jill, then what the heck is it? I mean, what should we call it?
Well, you know, I always think the U.S. economy went on a credit binge in the last decade. So I'd like to call this the bad hangover phase or a really bad recovery.
Really bad recovery. Out of the mouth of Jill Schlesinger joining us from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.
Let's do the numbers. Well, the stocks are a little higher right now. The S&P and NASDAQ each up about 0.5%. The Dow is up 12 points, or about 0.1%, at 11,003, just above that 11,000 mark. European shares are mostly lower right now, down by about an average of 1%. A federal filing today shows billionaire Carl Icahn wants to add himself and 10 other directors to the board of directors at Clorox. Now, the bleach and cleaning products company has twice rejected Icahn's offers to buy that firm. Computer hardware maker Hewlett-Packard says it's buying the British company Autonomy, which makes business software. The deal's worth $10 billion. And the news comes with some changes going on at HP that includes the possibility of the company spinning off its personal computer business. By the way, we have continuing coverage of Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time, online at marketplace.org. And on the air later today on Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Gold has reached yet another record high, climbing as high as $1,881 an ounce today. And it could wrap up the longest run of weekly gains since 2007. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez apparently sees the value in gold, and he's nationalizing the gold sector in his country, banning private companies from mining. And that means gold will now be used to bolster that country's bank accounts. The BBC's Sarah Granger has been covering this in Caracas, and she's with us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
How does a country go about nationalizing gold?
Well, for Venezuela, this isn't something that's particularly new, because the president has nationalized various different sectors of the economy. He'll issue the decree in the next few days, and it will cover both the extraction and the processing of gold. So the government's saying basically they're taking over the entire process. That will mean taking some elements of that process out of the hands of private companies. The government's saying that it will be keeping all the profits within the government, within the country, and that's why they're taking this measure, to stop foreign companies taking profits from the gold sector outside of Venezuela.
How much, Sarah, does this have to do with the record high price of gold right now?
Well, President Chavez says that this is a major factor in his decision, that gold prices are so high that the country really has to benefit from them, and that for too long private companies have been taking out the profits, and that the country really needs to keep the gold for itself. So that also could have some effect on the markets and on confidence in Venezuela as well.
The BBC, Sarah Granger in Caracas. Sarah, thank you.
That's a pleasure.
And finally, a Houston woman was dining at a local restaurant, but didn't like the service, so she complained about it on Twitter, calling the bartender a twerp and using another not-so-very-nice word. An off-duty manager of the restaurant saw the tweet and called in, telling the bartender to hand the phone to the customer. The manager told the lady he saw her tweet, didn't appreciate the name-calling, and if you follow the woman on Twitter, you'd know she was subsequently kicked out, booted from the restaurant. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A credit downgrade? Isn't that one of the four horsemen?
We don't get out from under the AA rating. We may have to pay a slightly higher interest rate, but it's not the end of the world.
I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our not quite so perfect credit rating. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.